Today's shir is Masechta Kedushin Daf Mem, and we will begin on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, four lines from the top. We're in the middle of learning a Braisa. The Braisa says, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Malachov, Gibaye Koyach, Oisei Dvaroi, Meshmaya Bekol Dvaroi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha, Baruch Hashem Malachov. And as Mefarshim explain, every person has within himself a component of a malach. We have in ourselves ruchnius, and we also have within ourselves a component of gashmius. But there are people who are able to have the ruchnius overcome the gashmius, that the ruchnius become the main part of their life. Those are the people who are the gibarei kayach, oisei dvaroi, l'shmoi b'kol dvaroi, they're like malachim. Mefarshim explain, shouldn't have it said first, l'shmoi b'kol dvaroi, first they listen, and oisei dvaroi, and then they do, what does the pasuk say, the other order? Explain to Mefarshim, if we have an individual, who such individuals the Gemara will soon in Mitzvah describe, who are Eisei Dvaroi, they do the Dvar Hashem, they do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, those people are Zaycha L'shmoya B'kol Dvaroi, that when they ask or daven for something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to what they ask. Who is such an individual? Says the Gemara, K'gon Reb Tzadik V'chaverev. Says the Gemara, Reb Tzadik Tavetei Ha'u Mitrinoisa. Reb Tzadik was propositioned by a certain woman, Amalei, Chosh Li Liboi V'lo Mitzinoi. I'm weak, and I can't therefore do the act. It can be the lechel. Is there something for me to eat? Amalei, so she said to him, Ike Davetamei, there's something non-kosher. Amalei, my nafkamina, what's the difference if it's kosher or not kosher? David Ha, if I am prepared to act this way, Achol Ha, I'm allowed to eat non-kosher food also. Shagras the tanura, so she prepared the oven, and kamanchalei, and put the non-kosher meat into the oven. Solok v'yosef v'gabei, so he went and sat himself down into the oven. Amalei, so she asked him, my hai, why are you sitting in the oven? Amalei, so he responded, David ha, nafal b'ha. Whoever does such an act that you're asking me to do, deserves to fall into fire, deserves to fall into Gehenna. So she said to him, Iyade kurahai, if I would have known that you're such a person, I would have never propositioned you. And I saw in the Mefarshim two approaches on how to understand the Gemara. The Ben Yoyada explains the Gemara that what happened here was that he wanted to delay doing the act, and therefore he said, I need something to eat, by that delaying the act. And once he delayed the act, he also said he was able to overcome his Yetzirah and be prepared to go into the fire, just not to do the act. The Sefer Gaon Yaakov, however, has a very different approach, a very nice approach to explain the Gemara. He says that the Gemara says, a person should not say, I don't want to eat chazer food because it's repulsive. Rather, what he should say is, Efshi, I do want to eat it. Al ma esa, what should I do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me I may not eat it. And what the Medrash is teaching us is that if a person takes such an approach to Macholos Asuris, that he's avoiding Macholos Asuris because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him not to eat the Macholos Asuris, that type of action will bring him a Gevaldige Siyata Deshmaya, will bring to him a level of Kedusha. And that's exactly what happened here with Reb Tzadik. Reb Tzadik asked her, give me non-kosher food, and I will avoid eating the non-kosher food because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us, which will bring to me a level of siyata d'shmaya, which will help me overcome the yetzahara and not do this inappropriate act. Says the Gemara, Rav Kahana have a kamazman dekulei. Rav Kahana was a person that was selling baskets. Tavatei ha'hi matrunasei. Again, he was propositioned by a woman. Amle ezel ikshit nafshoi. I have to put on nice clothing. Since he had a very low-level job, being a peddler, he said, I have to put on nice clothing. Solak v'kanofel. He went and jumped off the room to the ground, from the roof to the ground. Also, Eliyahu Kabli. Eliyahu came and caught him. Amalei, and Eliyahu said to him, Atachten Abba Mei Parsi. You made me come. I was 400 Parsi away. Amalei, so he said to me, said to Eliyahu, Mi Garmli, what caused that I should have to act this, that I should come to this Nisoyan? Are being propositioned, lavaniusa. The fact that I'm this poor, and therefore I have to act work as a peddler, and I come in contact with this with women. Yavle Sheif, the dinner seller, Yav gave him a chest full of dinner, and now he was wealthy and no longer had to act as a peddler. And even though the Mefarshim point out that one should not benefit from Maisa Nisim, the Gemara says, and Masechta B'Metzia about Rabbi Baravua, who was given a golden leg of a table, and then he recognized that that was a leg that was from his table in Olam Haba, and he gave it back. So how come Rav Kahana was prepared to take this chest of gold, of golden dinarim from Eliyahu? So the Mefarshim explained, because there they were deducting, they were removing from his schar in the Olam HaEmes. And that was something that is unacceptable. Here, Eliyahu Hanavi knows where there are money that people hid away and they forgot, they were mafker, they passed away. Such money one may have benefit from, and that was the kind of money that Rav Kahana was given. There are a number of approaches amongst the Rishonim and how to understand the story of Rav Kahana. The Rav Kahana, and actually the same goes from the previous story, Rav Tzadik, were prepared to be Maisa Nefesh rather than do an Aveira. The simplest pshat, which some Rishonim explain, is that we know there are three Averis, Gilei Raiyos, Shfichas Damim and Avodah Zarah, that did as Yaharet Valyaver. A person has to be allowed himself to be killed. And that is the situation here. It was a situation of Gilei Raiyos. However, most Rishonim take exception to that pshat, because they say that this is not really a situation of Gilei Raiyos, because having relations with a non-Jewish noblewoman would not necessarily be considered Gilei Raiyos. Furthermore, it wasn't done with the purpose of having them violate their religion, rather the goal was just for pleasure, and that may not necessarily be a situation where one has to be prepared to give up his life. So the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, give a number of explanations on how to understand this Gemara. Some suggest that this was a situation of Befaresia. This was happening in public, and when there's a situation where one is being caused to do an Aveira in public, for any Aveira, a person has to be prepared to give up his life. Another pshat, which many Rishonim suggest, and is the opinion of the Rambam, that even in a situation where the halacha does not require one to be Maisa Nefesh, one may be Maisa Nefesh. And that was the situation here, that perhaps halachically they weren't required to do so, they were prepared to be Maisa Nefesh, particularly. And the Mefarshim point out that such is the act of great people. And we're here, we're speaking about Rav Kahana, we're speaking about Rav Tzadik. Rav Kahana was a Kohen, Rav Tzadik was a great Tzadik, and therefore they are allowed to go l'fnim Meshuras HaDin and be prepared to be Maisa Nefesh under such circumstances. Ask the Gemara, Ramalei Ravel Rav Nachman. Tanan, the Mishnah says, in Masech Tepeya, Eilu Dvarim Shadam Oysa Yisam, the following thing if a person fulfills, V'oichel Parisayim Ba'olam Hazeh, he enjoys the fruit in this world, V'akerem Kiyam Slalom Haba. Eilu Hein, Kibar Ave'ein, Gemilas Chasodim, V'avar Shalom Shemen Adam L'chaveroi. V'tam Taira, K'nagi Kulam, Tam Taira is the greatest. Says the Gemara, B'kibar Ave'ein, we know that one is does Kibar Ave'ein, he's deserving such a wonderful reward, because Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, L'man Yarichin Yomecho U'L'man Yitav Lach. Similarly, Gemil Chassadim Ksiv, Roidiv Tzedakah V'Chesed, if somebody does Tzedakah V'Chesed, Yim Tzachayim Tzedakah V'Kovod. Bavosh Shalom Ksif, regarding somebody who brings peace amongst people, it says, Bakesh Shalom V'retveyu, Vom Rav Abba, Asir Difa Radifa. Here the Torah uses the words Radifa, and then we just learned the previous passage by Radif Tztaka, so the same reward is given. And we could understand why a person is deserving such a wonderful schar for all of these mitzvahs. However, as the Gemara b'shiluch hakan namiksev, in the mitzvah shiluch hakan, the pasuk also uses leman yitavloch v'rachta yomim. So the Gemara's question is, why is the mitzvah shluch hakan not included in that mishnah? Listening nami ho, answers the Gemara, Tana v'shayer. The list is not a complete list, and as the Mefarshim point out, we know whenever the Gemara gives the answer of Tana v'shayer, what the Gemara says, my shayer, the high shayer, the Gemara always says that the mishnah is not omitting only one rule. So what other rules, what other dinim are being omitted? So some explain, the Makna says that the Gemara says Masech the Shabbos, Shisha Dvarim Adam Oichu Parasayim Balam Hazeh Vakarim Kayemis Loi Lalam Haba. Gemara Masech the Shabbos Daf Kuf Chavav Omer Aleph Velein Hachnosus Oichim Bikacholim Ian Tfilo Vashkomas Beis HaMedrash Vamagal Baron Vatama Taira Vadonas Chaver Kafskos. So there are a number of items that were omitted. The Ben Yoyada answers that the Gemara says in Masech the Menachis Kol Menich Tfilin Marich Yomim, and Tfilin is what is missing. Ask the Gemara, how can we say a Teretz Tana V'Shayer Tana El Dvarim? The Tana specifically said these things bring the schar. Vat Amrit, only these things and only these things. Vat Amrit Tan V'Shayer, and now you're saying that the list is not complete. Amr Rava, Rav Idi Asberli. Rav Idi answered this question. The pasuk says, Imru Tzadik Kitoif Kifri Me'aleim Yechelu. This pasuk speaks about a tzadik who's toif. So the question is, V'chiyesh Tzadik Toif V'yesh Tzadik Shena Toif. Is there a tzadik who's good, and is there a tzadik who's not good? A tzaddik is a tzaddik, says the Gemara. Rather, El toiv l'shmaim lebriois, a tzaddik who's good to a kaddish to bein adam l'mokoyim ein bein adam l'chaveroi zel tzaddik toiv. Toiv l'shmaim v'ra'al lebriois. However, if he's good l'shmaim and not lebriois, zel tzaddik she'en a toiv. And our mishnah Masech Tepeya is referring to such items that don't only involve bein adam l'mokoyim, but they also involve Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. Kibravein is with parents. Chesed Havah Sholei. So Mefarshim ask, but the Mishnah also there lists Talmud Torah. How does Talmud Torah reflect Tov L'Shmaim and Tov L'Bris? So some explain that it's referring to a Talmud Chacham who gives Shiurim. So he's not just Tov L'Shmaim, he's also Tov L'Bris that he learns with other people. Other Mefarshim say it does not necessarily require that the Talmud Chacham actually learn with other people. The fact that there's a Talmud Chacham who sits and learns, and then if somebody has a question, whether it's a question in Halacha, or whether it's a question how to understand a Gemara, and that Talmud Chacham who sits and learns is available to answer those questions, he is considered of Talmud Chacham, which is Toiv L'Shmayim V'Toiv L'Abriyas. The Farshim go on to explain, the Maral explains, that even though we explained in the previous shiur Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka, why for these mitzvahs is there a reward? So says the Maral, we explained in the previous shiur the reason why Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka is because a mitzvah is Ruchnius, and this world is Gashmius, so it's inappropriate that the reward for Ruchnius to get act should be a Gashmius reward, and therefore the reward is becoming that it should come in the Olam HaEmes, which is also Ruchnius. However, when somebody does a mitzvah that isn't only Ben Adam L'Mokoy, but it's also Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, so there's he benefited another individual. So since he benefited another individual, so there is a gashmius diga component to his act, and since there's a gashmius component to his act, it's becoming that he should get a somewhat of a gashmius diga reward also in this world. Also, the Mefarshim explain, when the Pasuk says that Toivul Shemaim, when the Gemara says Toivul Shemaim v'ra'al l'briyos zet tzaduk she'en ha'toiv, it doesn't mean that he does acts bad to people. A person who's a rasha, a person who acts not nicely to other people, such a person is a rasha. He cannot be called a tzaddik. What it means is ra'al l'briyos, that the person is only concerned about himself and he's not concerned about others. Not he does bad to them, but he doesn't do good for them. That's a tzaddik. That's Toivul Shemaim v'ra'al l'briyos. Kiyot v'dav ha'toimer, we find a similar explanation. The pasuk says, "Oy l'rosh ra ki gemul yodav yasalai." Bad will come to the bad rasha. And again, the question is, v'chiyesh rasha ra v'yesh enra? Is it the rasha who's bad and the rasha who's not bad? And l'ra l'shemayim v'ra l'briyos. If he's bad to people and to shemayim, that is a rasha ra. Ra l'shemayim, he doesn't act appropriately by adam l'makim. However, v'ena ra l'briyos, zeh rasha she'ena ra. So the Mishnah continues with a brisa. The Gemara continues with a brisa. Haschus yesh lekeren v'yesh leperes. A person who does good things gets principle of fruit. Shnemer im rutzadik kitoiv. Averoi yesh lekeres. However, if someone does an avera, he does keren, but there's no peres. Shnemer oil rosh ra. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that if somebody does something bad, there is no print, there is no payers from it. Velmani mekayim. The pasuk says, "V'yoychlu mipi darkom umimetzoisehem yizbo." Says the Gemara, "Avera shoyslays to payers. Sometimes an avera certainly creates fruit. That means, as Rashi says, if a great person does averas and people learn from him to act that way, certainly that's an avera shiyeshla payers. V'she'enoy to payers. But sometimes the avera doesn't have any fruit. It doesn't cause other people to do averus. That is avera, the ein lo peiros." Says the Gemara, "Machshava toiva mitzar flamaisa." If somebody has a machshava toiva, as we learned in the previous year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it like he did a good thing. Shenema, as the pasuk says, "Oz nidbaru yirei Hashem ish lo reyehu." V'yakshiv Hashem v'yishma v'yikosev seif zikaron lefonav v'yirei Hashem v'lechosh v'yishmoi. And as the Iyun Yaakov explains, the order that the pasuk mentions is somewhat difficult. The pasuk should have first said l'chosh v'yishmoi. People have machshava to do the right thing, and then yirei Hashem, they act on that machshava to do what's right. Why did the pasuk say Yirei Hashem before it mentions Chosh v'shemai? My Chosh v'shemai teaches us the Gemara. Omer of Asi, afilu chashiv adam lasas mitzvah. Even a person wanted to do a mitzvah, v'nenes v'laysol, and something happened that he wasn't able to do it. Malav akasav kilasol, it's considered like he did it. And in fact, the Paiskim speak about this concept of Machshava Toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzaref L'Maisa, regarding halachic ramification. One, we know the halach is that if somebody is standing in the middle of Shemon Esrei, and in the shul they're answering Amen or Kedusha Maidim, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the person should remain silent, and it's considered as if he said Kedusha. But he didn't say the Kedusha. Say the Paiskim, it is considered like he said the Kedusha, because Machshava Toiva Mitzaref L'Maisa. But now the question comes up. The Gemara teaches us that if somebody wanted to do the right thing, v'nenas v'loya saw, and he didn't do it, it's considered as if he did it. How far do we take the concept? The Shvus Yaakov in the Tshuva discusses that he once came to a city in the winter where the moon wasn't visible in the city the entire month, and the people of the city wanted to be guys of tainus. They wanted to accept a fast because they had not been able to do the mitzvah Kiddush Levana. And he said, there's no reason for you to do that. You wanted to do the mitzvah. Nanis v'loya saw, if something beyond your control happened that prevented you from doing the mitzvah, it's not considered yukstat tzchar as if you did the mitzvah. However, he discusses another shaila. What will be the halacha, he says, if somebody discovers that his tefillin were pasul? He wanted to wear tefillin. He put on tefillin every day. And then it turns out that his tefillin are pasul. What is the din? So he says, that is not considered a situation of chishuv la'asa mitzvah lo yasal, that he wanted to do a mitzvah and he didn't do it, and it's considered as if he did a mitzvah. Why? Because if he would have gone and had his tefillin checked again and again, somebody would have found that they were pasul. And the fact, therefore, it's not considered a situation of oinus. However, I saw Rabbi Yashiv disagrees. Because Rabbi Yashiv says, all that we're required to do is what the halacha tells us to do. So if this person checked the tefillin by a competent cipher with the frequency that the halacha requires one to check the tefillin, it's considered that he did what he was supposed to do. It turns out that the tefillin were pasul, the cipher didn't catch the psul, that will not be considered as if he didn't do the mitzvah. However, I saw in discussing this concept two interesting approaches. On one hand, the Mefarshim certainly say that even though our Gemara is teaching us Machshava Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Mitzarech Ulamaisa, we cannot say that it's the same as if he actually did the Maisa Mitzvah. A Maisa Mitzvah is still greater than just the Machshava alone. And I saw that the Satmar Rebbe actually explains this concept, because he says that if a person Machshava really was so good, that Machshava would have led to him doing the Maisa. If we see that this person's Machshava wasn't able to consummate itself into an actual act of mitzvah, is a proof that even the Machshava is somewhat lacking. On the other hand, I saw from the Chayza Lublin, that one time the Chayza was asked to be a sandik by a bris, and he had to travel to arrive to the bris, and he got delayed, and the people could no longer wait till he arrived, and they made the bris with a different person. And then he arrived by the Suda, and he was extremely happy. And the people asked him, why are you so happy? You didn't actually do what you were, you didn't, weren't the sandik. So he says, many times a person's a sandik, and he's very happy, he's doing a mitzvah, but there's a personal thought that comes involved, that he's a sandik. Here, it was purely l'shem shemayim. It was only a machshava taiva. In a machshava, it's much easier that it should be pure l'shemayim. But I saw that the Chartkva Rebbe quotes from the Rebbe Reb Zisha, that he says that machshava taiva Mitzar Filamaisa, he explains it this way. Sometimes we'll have a Jew who does a Maisa mitzvah, and his act is a wonderful way how he performs the mitzvah. But he doesn't really necessarily have a great machshava. On the other hand, we'll have some people who have tremendous machshava. Their thoughts are fantastic, but their Maisa are somewhat lacking. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Machshava Toiva Mitzar Filamaisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu combines the actions of these two individuals. We know that from every Maisa Mitzvah, a Malach is created. To have a perfect Malach, the action of one individual and the Machshava of another individual. But then I saw that the Bava Rebbe takes this concept a step further even. He says that this is only possible by Klal Yisrael. Because since all of Klal Yisrael, we all worship the same Hashem, so our different actions could all combine. Machshava Tov Mitzar Filamaisa, they could all be combined. However, Goyim, who don't all worship one God, each one is an individual, there they don't combine, and therefore we don't say Machshava Tov Mitzar Filamaisa the Goyim. However, says the Gemara further, Machshava Ra, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarf L'Maisa. Abein Machshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mitzarf. Shnema, Oven Imre'isa Belibi, La Yishma Hashem. Velman Mekayim Hainini mevi ala amar ze ra pre-machshavaisam. The pasuk clearly indicates that they will be punished for their bad machshavas. Says the Gemara, machshava shaisa pre, if that machshava actually led to an action, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaram flamaisa. However, machshava shein oisa pre, shein by pre, en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaram flamaisa. Ask the Gemara, for all the Ksiv, the pasuk says, Laman tvois espes Yisra b'libam, that they will be punished b'libam for what they thought in their heart. It says the Gemara, Amar, Rav Acha, by Yaakov, b'avarish kachavim kudiksiv. That pasuk is referring to Avodah Zorah. Dom Amar, Chamur Avodah Kachavim, Avodah Zorah is specifically serious Avera, Shekala Kaifaba, whoever renounces Avodah Zorah, is commanded to call Tara Kula. On the other hand, if somebody accepts Avodah Zorah, even just b'machshava, it's considered an Avera. Why? Because as the Mefarshim explained, the entire concept of Avodah Zorah is in the heart, that somebody accepts this Avodah Zorah to be his God, and therefore by Avodah Zorah HaKadosh Baruch Hu does rechen the machshava ra. Ulama Ula says a different situation where machshava ra mitzar flamaisa. It's what Rav Huna said. Dom Rav Huna kivin sh'adam avera, if somebody transgressed an avera, the Shanabani repeated it, hotruloi, it becomes permitted. Ask the Gemara, hotruloi falkataytach, does it become permitted just because he repeated the avera? Says the Gemara, nas like a heter. In his mind, it becomes permitted because he did it so many times. So, here too, says the Merame Soda. Normally, why does a person not get a punishment for machshavara? Because we assume that even if a Jew has a machshava ra, he won't actually act upon that machshava ra. He won't actually fulfill the machshava ra. But that's a regular person who hasn't transgressed this avera many times. However, a person who has transgressed an avera many times, that individual, we could be unfortunately certain that as soon as he did the avera a number of times, it's a proof that he's going to continue doing the avera. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Avuha, Mishum Rav Chanina, Noich Leil Adam, Shiyava Avera B'Seisoi, it's better that a person should do an Avera secretly, V'Yizchal Hashem Shemayim B'Furesya, Shnema, V'atem Beis Yisrael, Koy Amar Hashem, Ish Gelulu L'chu Avoida, V'achem Imenchem Shemalei, V'Shem Kedoy Shoy, Loisach Halelu. Don't do it in public. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbeloy Hazokin, Imroy Adam Shi Yitzer Mizgabarlov. If somebody sees that his Yetzahara is overwhelming him, Yel Chumakum Shemekir Nasai, he should go to a place where nobody recognizes him. Yilvish Shchayrim, Yiskash Shchayrim, he should put on black clothing. Yaskim Ashalibe Kofetz. Yaskhalo, Mal Yaskhalo Shem Shemayim Beferetzia. So there are two approaches in the Rishonim on how to understand this Gemara. Some Rishonim explain that the Gemara here is certainly not referring to a person who's actually going to do an Avera. There's never a heter to do an Avera. What it means is that the person wants to act inappropriately. It's not a pure Avera, but he shouldn't do it in public. He should do it somewhere where nobody knows him. However, other Rishonim say that the Gemara here is referring to a person who actually wants to commit an Avera. And what he should do is, he should not do it publicly, he should go to such a place. However, what the Gemara is trying also to teach us, say the Rishonim, is by doing this, by Yivash Shcharim, Viskas Shcharim, that will help subdue his Yetzahara, that hopefully he won't come to do the Avera. Ask the Gemara, Eini, here we're saying that it's better to sin secretly than publicly. For Tanya, koshle chosa kvod kanoi, if somebody doesn't have proper kavod for Kodesh Baruch Hu, roi lo shle baloilu, it would have been better that he should have not have been come to the world. Mayhi, rabbi mezem stak v'sheshes, somebody who looks at the rainbow, and what he's trying to do is, by looking at the rainbow, he's trying to understand more than he's really able to understand.
Rav Yosef Mizarev and Beseser, that somebody does an Averis secretly, so we see a person is not supposed to do Averis even Beseser. Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Hard the Matzakai for Yitzray, if a person could overcome his Yetzahara, of course he should do that. And if he doesn't overcome it, and he just concerned about other people, that's terrible. Hadalai Matzakai for Yitzray. He can't overcome his Yetzahara, at least he should do the Averis secretly, where people won't learn and see him do from him. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah says, others say it's actually not a Mishnah. It's a brisa, ein makif mechila Hashem. Echad shagig vechemezid. We don't extend credit when it comes to chila Hashem, whether it's shagig or mezid. Ask the Ramayan makifin. What does the brisa mean with the words ein makifin? Amar zutra shen oitzim kechemveni. We don't treat it like a storekeeper. So I saw two pshatim in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. One pshat is that whereas if somebody does other types of Averis, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish him immediately for doing that Avera. When it comes to the Avera of Chil Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him immediately. Another pshat that I saw is that no credit is extended. Another pshat that I saw is like this. Sometimes a person has a financial sheet, a ledger, and there are credits and there are debits. And the credits cancel out the debits. And that's the same thing with Averis and Mitzvahs. Sometimes the person does an Avera, but the power of the Mitzvah that he does could cancel out the Avera. However, if the Avera involves Chila Hashem, that Avera can never be cancelled. That if there's a person who's 50-50, Mitzvahs and Averis, but what in amongst the Averis that Rachman Shlon has is the Aveir of Chil Hashem, then the halacha is that it's considered like a Rasha. Tan Rabban. So along the same lines. La'olam yira adam atzmai. A person should view himself ki l'chetzi chai v'chetzi zakai, as if he's half and half. Asa mitzvah achas, if he does one mitzvah, ashrav, he's fortunate. Shechriyat atzmal kaf schos. He now has tipped in the favor of schos. Ova avera achas. Oyloi shechriyat atzmal kaf koiva. On the other hand, chas v'shon, he doesn't avera. He pulled himself to the other side. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'choyte echod yavoi toiva harbe. One sin could cause that he should lose a lot of good. B'shvil chet yechidi shechata, because of the one sin that he violated, of a menotayvus harbe. Rabbi Lazar Rav Shimon Omer, l'fisha oylem nadan acharubay. The world is judged after the majority. V'yochad nidan acharubay. And so to every individual. Asa mitzvah achas, if a person does one mitzvah, ashrav, shechriyas atzmai v'skala oylem kaf schus. Of course, the Mepharshim say that he were referring to an individual who is 50-50. So when he does one mitzvah, he causes himself to be tipped to the right side and the entire world with him. If the person is a Rasha, even if he does one mitzvah, the act, the Avera of a Rasha, the mitzvah of a Rasha, doesn't have that power. Shenema v'chayte echad. Because of his avera, he causes such a terrible destruction to the world. Even if the person is a tzaddik his entire life, and at the end he rebels against Kadosh Baruch Hu, even as a rishonis, he loses the schar for the mitzvahs that he did originally. His tzitkas won't help him when he does Averis. But on the other hand, if somebody was a Rasha his entire life, and then he does tshuva, all the Averis he did previously are not counted. His rishis will not trip him up at the end. Says the Gemara, that if a person is a tzaddik and he does one Aveira, why does it cause him such a terrible fate? Whenever commits a violence mechtes chuyus, he should be like a Beinoni. Why is he treated so terribly? Says the Gemara, Amrei Shlokish, we're referring here to somebody who's tied up al Rishonis, that he regrets that he met the mitzvahs that he previously did. A person who regrets the mitzvahs that he did previously, such a person has a terrible fate. Says the Mishnah, Kol sheyesh lo b'mikra b'mishnah, somebody who learns Chumash and Mishnayis or b'derech eretz. So the way most Mepharshim explain the Mishnah, Mikra represents Torah Shebiktav that we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mishnah represents what we get from the Rabbanan, and Derech Eretz is what we get one from the other. Midos, how a person acts with another person. Loi b'mehera chayte. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chutem mishulish, somebody has this three-pronged string. Mikra, Mishnah, Derech Eretz, loi b'mehera chayte, he won't sin. Loi b'mehera, nothing, he will not be severed. However, because she'ena loi b'mikra, v'loi b'mishnah, v'loi b'derech Eretz, ena meyishuv is not a member of society. So I saw from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, now we understand why yeshivas are called a yeshiva. He says the reason a yeshiva is called a yeshiva is because the Gemara is saying that somebody who's with Mikra or Mishnah B'Derech Eretz is min hayishuv. Somebody else, on the other hand, is not. That's why it's called min hayishuv. He's somebody min hayishuv. That's the real yeshiva of the world. Amar Rebbe Elazar Reb Tzadik. Lema tzadikim nimshon ba'il maza. To what could tzadikim be compared in this world? Le'ilan shekula oimim makam tara. To a tree, which the bulk of the tree, the trunk of the tree, is standing in a clean place. V'noifay noitel makam tuma. However, its branches extend to makam tuma. Nixas noifay. The branches represent our acts. Nixas noifay. So if those bad acts are cut off, kula evim makam tara. And as the Miri says, this really goes back more to the previous sugya, teaching us why sometimes tzaddikim get punishments in this world and rishayim get reward in this world. Kachadish Baruch Hu, maybe yisurim tzaddikim ba'alam hazeh, he brings yisurim tzaddikim in this world, kadei sheyirshu alam haba, in order that they should have alam haba, shenem v'hoye resh sheshcha b'tzar, the beginning may be difficult, v'achrischa yish gemoy, but at the end you will be very successful. Ulamah rishayim, how do we look at Rishoyim? Leilan should be kula oimid makam tuma. That the ila, the bulk of the tree, is actually in a makam tuma. The knife and knife are a makam tara. However, the branches go to makam tara. Nixas knife, if those branches are cut off, kula oimid makam tara. Tuma. Kacha kodesh baruchu. Mashpia lahem. Toivel Rishoyim ba'al haza. We see that Rishoyim sometimes have a good in this world. Kedei letardon or lerishon madrega tachtana, in order that they should eventually end up in the lowest level. Shenema yesh derech yosha lefnei ish v'achrisoy darkei mavis. Says the Gemara. V'kvahoy Rav Tafin v'zakeinim v'subin. Rav Tafin and other Talmid HaChachamim was sitting Balias based Nitzu Belud, in the home of Nitzu. Nitzu was a great person, Lord. Nishla Shelazu Bifneim. And the following question was asked. Tamil Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Which is greater, learning or doing mitzvahs? Nenner of Tafama Maisa Gadol. Nenner of Kivama, Tamil Gadol. Learning is greater. Nenner of Kulav Amru, Tamil Gadol, Shatamud Mevila Dai Maisa. Talmud brings to Maisa. So the Paiskim discuss this situation. Tosfos says that when the Gemara speaks here about Talmud being Gadol, it refers when somebody learns with other people. Because if I teach other people, I will cause that they should learn. Others, Rishonim, say that if somebody didn't learn yet, and now he wants to know what to do, so his learning goes before his action, because otherwise he'll never really know how to mekayim the mitzvah. The Rishayim also say that when we're saying that Talmud comes first, it's only if the mitzvah is a mitzvah that can be done later, or the mitzvah can be done by others. But if the mitzvah cannot be done later or by others, certainly the mitzvah should come, doing mitzvahs should come first. But then I saw a very interesting vort from the Chassam Sofer and from others. They explain that there are two types of learning. There's learning where somebody learns just to know how to do a mitzvah. And then there's learning where the person is not necessarily learning a sugya that involves him knowing how to fulfill a mitzvah. Rather, the learning involves learning for the sake of learning. Says the Chassam Sofer, when the Gemara is saying that learning comes first, it's referring to a learning that's l'shem mitzvah Talmud Torah. Because the greatest mitzvah one could fulfill is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because a person who fulfills such mitzvah will come to do all other mitzvahs. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Oimer. Gadol Talmud, Talmud is greater. Shekodem l'chala b'am shana. The mitzvah of Torah was given 40 years before the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Because Torah was given in Har Sinai, and the mitzvah of challah didn't apply until 40 years later when they got to Yisrael. L'trumas u'maestris chamisha v'arba. As we learn, trumas and maestris only became applicable 14 years. The 14 years of dividing and conquering Eretz Yisrael, which on top of the 40 years from Matan Torah, equals 54. L'shmita only became relevant 7 years later, is 61 years. L'yovlis is another 49, which is Meir v'sholosh. As the Gemara, Meir v'sholosh, 103, Meir v'abrahavion, it should really be 104 years. Because we have 40 years, 14 years, and 50, which equals 104. Answers the Gemara, Ksover Yovel mitchilos mishamet. Rabbi Yossi holds that Yovel is applicable already at the beginning of the 50th year. We don't wait for the end of the 50th year. And as the Mefarshim explained, everybody really holds that Yovel is applicable at the beginning of the year. There's only a machlokes to know when Yovel begin. Does it begin by Rosh Hashanah, or does it begin by Yom Kippur? So the man, that our Gemara is following the opinion that Yovel begins from Rosh Hashanah. The other man, who says that Yovel begins at Yom Kippur, which Yom Kippur is really also at the beginning of the year, it's only 10 days into the year, still mixes Hashanah. Part of the year, Nechshav Kishana, is considered like the whole year passed, and that's why according to him, it should be counted 104 years. Says the Gemara, as we just learned, learning precedes doing the mitzvahs. When a person is going to be judged, they judge him first for his, regarding the Torah. The first question a person will be asked is Ella Divrei Torah. Shnema Paita Mayim Reishis Midoyim. Ukshem Shadina Kainal Maisa. Just like that's the first thing he's judged on. Kach Sara Kainal Maisa. So is the first thing he's going to get Tzchav for. Shnem V'yitem Lam Artis Goyim V'amo L'umi Yerashu B'avar Yishmu Choyka V'sroyis of Yitzar, because they learned Torah. Ask Taisus that the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos that when they bring a person lost, after a person dies and they take him to din, the first question they ask him is Nusatava Nusatava Muna. Did you act in your business dealings properly? So how can we say here that the first is Divrei Torah? So Taisus answers, regarding question, the first question that he's asked is that if he dealt honestly in his business dealings. But when it comes to reward or punishment, the first thing is for Divrei Torah. So the Mefarshim asked the obvious question, shouldn't it all be consistent? If the first question is about Nesatav Nesatav Amuna, so should be the first reward or punishment. So the Yin Yaakov answers that sometimes a person is going to say, you know why I didn't learn? I didn't learn because I didn't have a good head. I wasn't able to understand learning. So they asked him, Nosatav Nosatav Amuna, you obviously were a person of intelligence. We see that you were able to run a business. You don't have an excuse that you didn't learn. Another pshat that I saw from the pre-tzaddik is Nosatav Nosatav Amuna. If you would have lived a life of Amuna, you would believe that everything comes from Hashem, and you wouldn't say, I can't go learn, I have to go work. And therefore, even though the question is Nasatam Nasatam Amuna, did you spend time learning? Another way, another pshat that I saw is based on a mashal. There's once somebody, an employee, working for an employer, and the employee approaches his boss and says, you know, my mother is not well, I'd like to go visit her, I'd like to go take care of her. And he has a good boss, and the boss says, go, don't worry, I won't deduct it from your salary. And then it turns out that not only did he not go take care of his mother, but actually, at that time he went and he broke into someone's house. So his employer is doubly upset. He's not only upset that he took off without a warranted reason, but what he did in the time that he wasn't there. Same here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset if a person doesn't learn Torah. But he's even more upset that if the person, while he wasn't learning Torah, was not acting in an honest fashion, that particularly upsets HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Kol she'ein alav b'mikvah v'alav b'mishnah, ein me'yishev. Amar Rav Yochanan, u'pasul la'edis. Such an individual is pasul, cannot be used to say edis. Tanabana, oichel b'shuk. If somebody eats in the street, harez a doim l'kalav. The Mefarshim explain, why is he doim l'kalav? Because the dog is the animal from all the animals that has the least self-respect. And a person eating in the street shows that he has no self-respect. Others say, what it means is as follows. Sometimes a person goes to a store, says, you know, I want to buy some food from you. I want to sample it. And he takes a small sample. And so he goes from store to store until he's full, which is the way a dog eats. A dog eats small bites, and his intention was never to buy. That's very inappropriate. Some say that this only refers to a Talmud Chacham. Others say that anybody who eats Bishuk is Pasul Eidus. The Paiskim say that it doesn't only refer to bread, it refers to other food. However, they are somewhat more lenient regarding drinking. Amar Rav Idi Bar Ava, Halak Yesh Amrim. Dorish Bei Kapra, Ragzin. A person who's angry, all he has left in his hands is his anger. So I saw a very interesting pshat from the Chayza Mulblin. The Chayza Mulblin explains what the Gemara says like this. Every day, when a person goes to sleep at night, and he comes up to Shemayim, they show him everything that he did that day. And he has all the mitzvahs, and also all the averis. And he has to sign with a signature that, yes, this is what I did this day. And then when the person passes on from this world, they take out all of these documents that he himself signed. Says the Chayza, however, if a person gets angry, kas is greater and worse than all other averis, and therefore when that person comes that night, they just show him that he was angry that day. And that is already supersedes and includes all the averis. All he has is his anger. That's what he's going to have on the document. However, a person who acts well, he will be given according to his good actions. Don't have any benefit from him. His life is a life of nothingness. It's a life of Moshe Leitzim. Rather, what a person should do with his life is do, as we said, Mikro, the Mishnah, the Derech Eretz, he has a life, Mina Yishuv. Harun Lach Isha Niknas, Harun Lach Isha Niknas, Harun Lach Isha Niknas.